Well, Joe's taking the day off because he deserves it. Amen. And I'm excited because I'm really passionate about what I'm going to preach today to you guys. We're in the series of things Jesus wants us to know before he comes back. And today, I am going to share this. John the Baptist said this in Matthew 3:11. I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Guess what we're talking about today? We're talking about fire, baby. The fire of God. I think we need this every once in a while to get pumped up. I mean, my goal today is to light all you guys on fire. So when you leave here, you catch everything on fire out there. Amen? Fire can destroy, but fire can purify. It can protect and it can consume. It keeps us warm and gives us light. There is serious power behind a blaze, which makes it very hard to contain. In fact, it spreads at its will. Hebrews 1:7 says this, and speaking of angels, he says, he makes his angels spirits and his servant flames of
fire.
He takes the dysfunctional, broken, twisted up, jacked up children of his. He fills them with his word. He fills them with his spirit. He fills them with his fire. And he turns us into flames of fire for this lost and dying world. He takes the jacked up and he lights us on fire so we can burn. Let's look at what happened to the church in Acts 2. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like a blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. So as you can see, they were all gathered in one place. Now, what you need to understand here is, like, we'll just pick on Peter. Peter's there. Peter has been walking with Jesus for a while. Peter's had the Word of God. He's been walking with the Word of God for a while, and he's been doing pretty good. But he's still afraid of people. He's still so afraid of people that he denied Jesus 3 times. Remember that? Until suddenly the Holy Spirit filled Peter and he stood up with boldness. All of a sudden now, Peter's got the word. Now he's been baptized in the Spirit. Guess what's going on now? Peter has been lit on fire. And he stands up and says this in Acts verse 32. God has raised Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of it. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what you now see and hear. He's like, hey, everybody, check this out. We're not all drunk like you think we're drunk. There's something new going on here. And now I got the confidence to stand up and tell you. Now I've mixed what has happened to me is that I've taken the Word of God in my body. I have that. Now I've been baptized with the Holy Spirit. And now that combined, baby, and now we got some fire. Because the Word of God is powerful. It's unchanging. But the Spirit behind it, the Holy Spirit behind the Word, is the power. Too many people don't think the Holy Spirit... Let me rephrase this. There are some Christians who think that the Holy Spirit doesn't move. That he doesn't... Nobody gets healed anymore. There's no miracles. There's no Spirit moving. Man. Whew! I'm not, you know, again, I ain't talking smack on anybody, but I am not going to be that kind of Christian. That's like we're all walking on the same road, and your flamethrower's still in the box. You know what I'm saying? You got a flamethrower, man. Use it. Amen. Come on. Come on, adversity. Instead of, you know, I got my flamethrower, but it's still in the box. You know? It's yeah, anyway. Jesus knew that we would need this power. That's why he sent the Holy Spirit. John 14:26 says this, but the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything that I have said to you. This is the Holy Spirit is really what makes the Word of God come alive to us. It's not just a bunch of words anymore, but it comes alive. We connect with it. It's the Holy Spirit and the Word of God and our spirit connecting together. It makes that Word come alive. It makes that Word powerful. It makes that, I keep saying it, comes alive. The Holy Spirit is like a conduit for the fire. But he doesn't move until he's given the word. And I'll prove it to you with scripture. In Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light. And the Spirit moved, bam, and there was light. God gave the word, the Spirit moved, and there was light, baby. So, that tells me that the Holy Spirit is hovering. I mean, he lives inside of us, yes. But he is hovering and he is waiting for us to give the word and execute some fire in our life. The fire of God that he gave us. He gave it to us. So he's hovering. Give the word, Jonesy. Just give the word, Jonesy. Speak to your marriage. Speak to your kids. Speak to your situations. Call out the word of God. Light that fire. Preach fire into your life. And watch the Spirit move. Watch the Spirit move. Too many of us walk around like our flamethrowers in the box. And I listen, today's message is not to, please, if you feel yourself being condemned in any way, you tell, you're a liar, devil. Because this is to encourage you. Because this isn't just for the select few of you. This is for everybody that calls Jesus Lord. This is for everybody who calls Jesus Lord. So I wanted to encourage you today. Because you can access the fire of God. It's in you. We can access it anytime, anywhere. And all it takes is to have the word inside of us. Us getting into worship. And worship is a condition of the heart. It does, you know... This is an outward form, but you, when I say worship, it means, God, I can't, you can, I worship you. I'm going through this situation, and I'm calling down your fire from heaven into my life. Let it flow through me. Let your word flow through me. Give me some words, Holy Spirit, to speak to this thing. Because I believe you at your word. You said I could move mountains if I had the faith of a mustard seed. You said that. So I'm going to do it. Amen? Today I want to talk about, I got to quit looking into the lights, man. I want to talk about three ways that the fire of God is not just beneficial to our walk, but mandatory to be effective and to live a full life. Hebrews, oh my goodness, let the dots go away. Hebrews 12, 28, 29. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Fire consumes. The fire of God consumes whatever is in the fire. Whatever is in the fire becomes the fire. And even though it can be painful, because look, we get saved. We ask God to fill us with the Holy Spirit. I mean, we get baptized in the Holy Spirit and fire. We get lit on fire and we have to start using it, right? So, but the thing is, and cause I'm really always going to try to tell you the truth to the best of my ability up here. I promise. So all your character defects aren't going to be burned up in the fire. You're still going to have some. Well, I still do. Some are sicker than others, I suppose. But here's the thing. The fire of God has been burning and burning stuff away from me for a long time. And I can look back and go, baby, I am so much better than I used to be. The fire of God has burned away so many things that I didn't like about myself that were bringing destruction to myself and others. The fire of God has come and consumed that stuff. Hallelujah. Pride, self-doubt, fear, and on and on and on. These things that plague us. I'll tell you what. You get in the presence of God, and you start, I mean, you get with Him, baby. You're praying. You're worshiping. You can feel Him. I mean, the Holy Spirit, the fire is burning, and you're quoting Scripture, and you're and just, tell, man, if you're scared, or you have any fear, I mean, there is no fear in the presence of God. When God's here, baby, ain't nothing wrong. I'm just crying. I am not worthy. Oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? It's true. When God shows up, man, it's beautiful. It will empower you. We just got to keep fanning the flames with the Word. With worship. Again, it is painful when God burns things off of us, when He's correcting and guiding. It hurts. It hurts to die to the flesh, just being honest with you. But the result will bless your socks off. Because you too can overcome whatever it is. God says you can. 1 John 1, 9 says this, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. We're being purified. Sanctification and purification, it's just part of the journey, guys. Embrace it. Embrace it. If you're going through something right now, embrace it. And what I mean by that is, man, if you're not already on fire, you better set yourself on fire and burn through it. Burn through it. Hold on to the Word of God. Hold on to Him. Get with Him in worship in His presence and get filled up so you can make it another day. Whatever you got to do, but God will be there for you. He is, like I said, He is hovering, waiting for you to give the word. Give that word of fire. Speak that word of fire into your life. Give that word. And he'll move. Watch him move. Watch him. The results aren't up to you. They're up to him. That's freedom. You said I could ask for this, so I am asking. You said, so I'm operating in that, God. I'm going to burn for the things of you. You know, an example or whatever of somebody making gold. And you probably heard this, but if you haven't, when they make gold, they heat it up, right? And all the impurities come to the top. And then the goldsmith wipes it off and lights it again and sets it on fire until all the impurities come to the top. And then he wipes it off and then he heats it up again. And all the impurities come and he wipes it off until he can see his face in the gold. When he can see his face, it's pure. Jesus does the same thing with us. You're gold. You're worth more than gold, but you know what I'm saying. For the visual, you're gold. He's purifying, wiping away. Heat it up. Purify, wipe it away. You know what I'm saying. It's usually holding it on the inside, but that's the sound that you make. Fire can protect and keep an enemy at bay. I pray a hedge of protection around you guys, around people that I pray for. I pray a hedge of protection around them. I just fire can protect. You know, I know how important it is to be hidden in Christ. You know, especially when you start doing things for Christ. Oh yeah, there are attacks. I mean, our own pastor, right? That, and by the way, just so I don't forget to say this, Joe and Therese are on fire because there's no way that they could get through what they have been through on this road that they have been on if they wouldn't have been just a bonfire. Because when it hits the fan, I mean, you better be ablaze. You better be in a position where you can hold on to the word of God, where you have a deep, intimate relationship with him. So when you're confused and you feels like, God, it feels like you've just done me dirty. And the devil's telling me you're a liar. You could say, no, oh no. No, because I've been with him. I know him. I know the Holy Spirit. I know God. I know Jesus. I know them. So they aren't. He isn't a liar. I don't understand this. I don't agree with it. It hurts me. But I trust you. I trust you, God. So let my fire burn. Yeah, those, Therese and Joe, are flames of fire. And I respect them greatly. The psalmist said this in Psalm 23, you prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows. You see, he's exercising that fire. He's speaking that into his situation. God, no, even though my enemies attack me, you will place a table and you will set me up right in front of them, God. Though they attack me, Lord, you just prepare a table for me to sit and dine. You see what I'm saying? He's speaking that into his life. The word and the spirit brings the fire. We receive, we believe, and we execute. We receive the word, we believe the word, and then the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us will give us that power. You see, the fire of God is saved for ministry. And I would say it's for others because it really is ministry, the fire of God. But it's also to minister to yourself. Sometimes you're going to have to do that. I love praying for you. And please continue to ask me to do it. I love praying for you. But something happens when you realize the authority that God has given you and you step into that authority and you take the word of God into your own life and you take the power of the Holy Spirit in your own life and you preach that fire into your own life. That is more powerful than my prayers for you. I will tell you that right now. Because you're taking the authority. You're going, oh no, no! My God said, I have the authority to speak to this. So I'm going to connect the word with his spirit to my spirit, and I will execute that fire. That's powerful. And check this out. This is what I do know, guys. Your situation may not change, but you will. The way you see that situation changes. And that is the value. Now you're no longer a victim. You are taking control. And you're saying, no matter what happens, my God will deliver me. No matter what happens, my God will not leave me nor forsake me. So let it happen. God, just teach me what I need to know through this. May I look like I belong to you through this. God, speak to me, Holy Spirit. Give me words of wisdom to speak through this. Let me shine. Let me burn, God, through this while I'm in pain. Let me burn, because that'll preach. That'll preach. If somebody can watch me walk through, like we've been watching the Furies walk through their stuff, that preaches. That preaches way, way above me trying to shove a scripture down your throat. And I am not discounting the word of God. I love the word of God. I'm not discounting that. But do you understand what I'm saying? Walking the walk will always outdo talking the talk. And we need the Holy Spirit to do that. We can't do it on our own. Now, there's three guys in the Old Testament that did exactly what I'm talking about. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You may know this story. If you don't, cool. I'm going to read you just a little bit. Nebuchadnezzar's the king. He wants everybody to bow down to false gods. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, no way, we're not going to do it. We're not going to bow down. We have one God. We serve one God. We won't bow down before your gods. We only bow down to our God, the one true God. So Nebuchadnezzar gets mad and he wants to throw him in a furnace. So I'll pick it up there, 3:19. Daniel 3:19. Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And his attitude towards them changed. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times hotter than usual, and commanded some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. So these men, wearing their robes, trousers, turbans, and other clothes, were bound and thrown into the blazing furnace. The king's command was so urgent that the furnace so hot that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, weren't there 3 men in the fire? And they replied, certainly, your majesty. He said, look, I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed. And the fourth looks like the son of the gods. You see, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were already on fire. You can't set something on fire that's already on fire. King Nebuchadnezzar threw them into that fiery furnace, and who showed up? Jesus. See, Jesus didn't quench the furnace. That's what we do, right? Quench the furnace, Jesus. You know what I mean? Whatever. Like Enoch, suck me up and take me away. Whatever. Calgon. We want him to remove our obstacles. God's like, man, just burn through it. Let me light you on fire and just burn through it. And Jesus met them in their circumstance. Jesus was there in the circumstance. Now, it doesn't say this, but I'm sure they weren't stoked about being thrown into a furnace. I'm sure their feelings didn't line up with their faith. I'm sure they were scared. I would be. But their faith, they were on fire, baby. They were on fire for the things of God. There was no way they were going to bow down to some other God. There was no way they were going to deny their God. And Jesus was faithful to them. The second thing that fire does is it's light. It brings us light into our lives. 2 Corinthians 4, 5 through 7 says this, for what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ is Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God who said, let light shine out of darkness, Genesis chapter 1, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that his all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. You see, he's given us this fire in jars of clay in dysfunctional, jacked up human beings because it's so beautiful. It's so amazing. How could a God, how could God, the Almighty, love us like that? To give us that ability, to give us that power. He gives us power. But we can't say, oh, look what I did. Because I'm a sinner. And that's the truth. Chris Jones is a sinner saved by grace and the blood of Jesus. That's it, and that's all. Amen. But I've been baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire. And I'd be a person with a flamethrower in their box if I didn't use it. And I will not be a servant for Christ and not take advantage of the power that he, because he loved me, gave me. Why wouldn't I use that? Why wouldn't I use it? He gave it to me. It's a gift to all of us. So we can use it. So we can be flames of fire as we walk through life. And I say this in a powerful, aggressive way because I'm passionate about it. And I feel that that's the weight that it carries behind it. But hey, you know what? If you can minister to somebody about the Holy Spirit and fire, just like this. You know, you don't have to be loud. You just have to be available. You just have to step out in faith and execute. But the power will be there because you hold the power inside of you. He lives in you. It's connecting the two and executing it and letting that fire burn. Amen? John 8:12 says this, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever, and underline this, follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have light, the light of life. Whoever follows, again, no condemnation. If it's conviction, killer. I hope it brings you closer to Jesus. He says, follow me, not meet me at his place every Sunday. I'm glad you're here. Doesn't make you a bad person. Doesn't mean you're going to hell. Just means you got a flamethrower in the box. If you follow Jesus, following is like if he's right in front of me and we're going. Following, which means I'm connecting with him on a daily basis. I'm following him. So I'm connecting with him often. Follow me and your fire will continue to burn bright. The light. You will have light. You will be able to navigate through those dark times. And they're coming if you're not already in one or just coming out of one. But baby, if you're burning, you'll make it. You could see if you're connected, if you're following Jesus and you're spending time in the Word and in His presence and the presence of the Holy Spirit and you're walking in the Spirit, you can see. You can see through your situation. He will give you eyes to see. Our part in it is taking the responsibility of partnering with him in that. Like, I need to read the word. That's my part. I need to pray and spend time with God. That's my part. He's not a magic wand. And again, guys, my little Dixie cup of knowledge in the ocean of God is what I'm sharing with you right now. So I am not trying to put him in a box like this is how it goes, this is how it is, and this is how he operates. No, Lord. You know I would never do that. But I have to try to put into words what the connection is, and because I want you guys, if there's anybody in this church that has not felt God, I want that to change today. That's what I want. Because when you have an experience with Jesus, ain't no person gonna tell you you didn't have one. You know what I'm saying? You can't no longer talk me out of it. Because I've had an experience. I know him. You can't tell me he's not real. You could say it, but I don't believe you. Why? Because I've met him. I spent time with him today, you know? He's real. Jesus is saying, whoever holds on to my word in their heart, whoever walks with me in the Spirit, shall burn so bright that they will never be lost and blind again. That means we have the ability to shine our light on every situation. Every person we encounter, we can burn. We can burn the fire of God. And that's just, you know what that looks like, guys? Love, compassion, forgiveness, self-control. I mean, the gifts of the Spirit. It's operating in love. It's us loving each other, even if we disagree. So what are we to do with this great blessing of the fire of God lighting our path? Matthew 5, 14 through 16 says this. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand. And it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify God and glorify our Father in heaven. Shine. Shine. Let your fire burn for God and just shine through the good times, through the bad times. You don't have to fake it. That's what I love about this church. If you ain't doing okay today, tell me you ain't doing okay today. You don't have to tell, oh, God's good. All the time. I mean, he is good, but you can say God's good and my life sucks right now. That's honest. Then maybe then we can pray. Then we'll talk about some scripture that lines up with your life. Let's light the fire. Then we can fan it together. I mean, it takes a village, right? We're a family. I'll fan your fire sometimes. You fan mine. The third thing I want to talk about is the power. The power. Romans 8, 10 through 12 says this, but if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation. But it is not to the flesh to live according to it. We have an obligation to live according to the Spirit. We have an obligation to our Father who has gifted us with this beautiful helper called the Holy Spirit and his fire power behind the Word and his Spirit. We have an obligation as his kids. Again, this is not to condemn. What have you been doing? You ain't been acting like a Christian. I'm not trying to do that to you. I'm just trying to wake us up again. It's wake up day today. You are a flame of fire. That's what I want you to remember this week. When you go to work, when you go to the store, when you go whatever, when you go to your probation officer. You're a flame of fire, brother and sister. We just need to open our mouths, guys. We need to have the kind of faith because, look, I get it. If you think, well, you know, like I see Joe up there, I see Chris up there, and, you know, I can totally see them. They have something to offer, you know, but me, you know, I've only been clean and sober for this many days, and, you know, I just got a new job, right? I haven't got a job yet, and, you know, I've only even walked with the Lord for a little bit. I really don't have anything to share, you know. I understand your thought process, but you're wrong. If you've asked Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, and you've asked him to fill you with the Holy Spirit, you now have the same. Me and you, we're the same. Same Spirit, same power, same abilities, same inheritance. Same. Me and you were family. So neither one of us are greater than the other. Period. God doesn't play favorites. He makes us all different because you can reach somebody I can't. And I can reach somebody you can't. And they can reach somebody that we can't. So if he lights all these different kids of his on fire, man, that's how we start reaching the world. So we don't changed to look like something that we're not. You know, I think that's important. Like, it's important for you to feel like you're still yourself. You know, for instance, I love punk rock music. Woo! Misfits! No, okay. Now, how do I say this? God took me out, cleaned me up. There was a season where I did not go around clubs. I didn't go around. I mean, I was just Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I'm just telling you how I did it. Years. And God has now placed me back in to the scene and playing rock and roll and all that stuff. And I'm glad he did, because I look like them, I talk like them, but I don't. You know what I'm saying? Don't talk like them. And I'm not partying. I'm just there and I'm burning. I'm there burning. All the guys in my band are burning. We're all Christians. And it's rad. It's super rad that God would trust us like that to put us back in. Because let me tell you something. When you go back in, you're going to have the naysayers. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. Those heroes guys are a bunch of Jesus freaks, you know. So what? Good. I'm glad you know I'm a Christian. Because if you didn't, I wouldn't be burning, would I? I want you to know I love Jesus. But that's why, but I also want you to relate to me. I don't want to be so holy that you're like, dude, I can't relate to you. You know what I'm saying? I want to be relatable, though. I want to be like, I want people to be able to relate. So when, because as I'm burning, I'm burning. I'm burning. So if I'm relating, my little flames are flying on you. And whether you catch fire or not, it's none of my business. It's between him and you, right? The results ain't up to me. I just need to burn. That's my obligation, is to burn. Hey, man, I love the Holy Spirit. I love flowing in the Spirit. I love, like, I just love the power of God. And I've been blessed. And I say this humbly, guys. I've been blessed to have experiences with God by being obedient and just walking in the Spirit. And do the things that I'm sharing with you today. They're not hard. It's just doing them. And it's... That's living, baby. Living in the Spirit is true life. It really is. It's still life. I still go through, you know, I don't need to say it again, but there's ups, there's downs. It's not rainbows and unicorns the whole time. There are moments, but it's life. But, man, when you're burning, and when you're burning for God, there's just... There's that, I know I was here. I know why God put me here. Like, there's that confidence of knowing who you are again. I spent a lot of my life not knowing who I was. And what I did know about myself, I did not like. So, being on fire for God has really allowed me to love myself again. And like, be like, how great is that? That I used to destroy things and hurt people, and now I build things and bless people. I don't know. Seems like the life I'm living now is way more fulfilling than sitting in Corcoran. Because that's the way it was going. And, you know, everybody's got their own Corcoran, okay? Oh, man. Listen. You step into the authority God himself gave you through the blood of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit, and you start speaking life into those things that are dead. You start speaking breakthrough into those things that are bound. You start speaking healing to those things that are sick. You start speaking to the wind and the waves crashing around your life and tell them to be at peace. Jesus wants you to remember how powerful you are. He didn't save us so we could live a defeated life here on earth and then squeak into heaven. He saved us because he loves us. And he loves us, therefore he has shared his inheritance. Use it. He has shared everything the Father has given him. We must use it. Why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't we? It's at our disposal. You don't have to earn it. You're not waiting for another merit badge. Jesus did it. It's nothing you and I did or didn't do. Jesus did it. Jesus did it. He said, I want to share with you. I love you. Here's my inheritance. Here's the Holy Spirit. Here's the fire of God. Here's all the gifts of the Spirit. Here's all the fruits of the Spirit. Here's everything I've got, guys. Now burn. People desperately need the love of God, whether they believe it or not. We have the ability to show a lost and dying world what that looks like. Has your fire gone out? Do you feel like maybe you've quenched the Spirit in your life? Because today I want to give you an opportunity to get right again. I mean, and it's not, this is about you and God. If you want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit and fire today, ask him to do it. Baptize me in the Holy Spirit and fire, God. I pray your word comes alive like it never has before, God. I want to burn for the things of you, Lord. Light me on fire, God. And the results are up to him. Amen. But ask, and you know what? Ask, and then ask, and then ask until you get it. Because he said, ask and you shall receive. That means he's going to give it. Right? But first, listen, it all starts with a relationship with Jesus. If you don't know Jesus, if you've never given your life to Jesus, or maybe you have and you know you've backslidden, you don't have a relationship with Jesus. You know in your heart you don't. I get it. Don't feel condemned, but I would get right today. I'm going to give you an opportunity to do that. It's just you surrendering to God, asking Jesus to come into your life. Change me, God. And then I want you to baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire. Because I want what Chris was talking about. I want how Jonesy's living right now. I want that, God. I want that. And he will give it to you. Amen? So with every head bowed and every eye closed, you've never given your life to Jesus Christ. Today's the day. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Nobody's looking at you. It's a good thing. If you've given your life to Jesus Christ before, but you know you've backslidden, you just want to get right today again, I want to give you that opportunity. So don't wait, don't hesitate, without any hesitation. If you've never given your life to Jesus Christ or you feel like you've backslidden, you want to rededicate yourself to Jesus, I want you to raise your hand. I'm going to pray for you. I see your hands. I see your hands all over this church. I see your hands. Praise God. All right, church, stand up, please. And help me out here. Repeat after me. Father God in heaven, thank you for your son, Jesus. I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. So I ask you to come into my heart, come into my life and change me. Today, I turn from my old ways and I turn to you. So I ask you to fill me with your Holy Spirit and baptize me in your Holy Spirit and fire. Let your word come alive to me like never before. And I declare, today I'm saved. Today I'm changed. Today I'm on fire. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you guys. Thank you.